Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Hold on till you with you. Do you understand what God is saying? He's trying to take us through and prepare us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Are you in position? Are you in position? Are you in your lane? Are you in your lane? Is you in position? And you, are you in your lane? Is you trying to do the pastor's job? Is you trying to do somebody else's job that's not yours? Are you in your lane? Everybody got an assignment even within the ministry.
Amen there.
But what happens is some people get beside themselves and they want to start doing something that they're not called to do, at least not right now.
All right.
Are you in your lane? God watches all of that.
Yes.
Are you in position? If you're in position, doing what you need to do, which everybody should be doing, is interceding and praying. While you're going through that process and you praying and doing what you need to do as a prayer warrior, as an intercessor, God is shedding off some of that dead skin of the world off of you, and he's also answering your prayers. There are effective, the effectual prayers of a righteous man availeth much.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. I want to ask, are you in position? Are you in your lane? Are you prayed up? Do you pray like you really say you pray? Do you pray like you really say you pray?
Yes.
Some of us can go through the birthing process and become so painful that we just get mad at God and we don't even want to pray no more. That's when depression sinks in.
Amen.
But that's backwards. That's not what God has called us. He's not calling us to do. The Bible says he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Don't you know when you regress in your prayer time, you are taking your hand off the plow.
Amen.
Because the pushing the plow, prayer is one of the number one things that pushes the plow forward. Your prayers open up doors and push the ministry forward. Push your family forward. Push those souls forward into the house of God. Don't regress in your prayer time. Are you prayed up?
Amen.
Are you prayed up?
Right.
I'm not saying that you can't have a bad day, but you can tell when a saint really not prayed up because they just quick to just lose it.
Yes, that's right. Teach it.
Amen. Or they flesh just all out of whack.
Amen.
The man of God supposed to be praying for the woman, but he's staring at her titties.
Teach it.
His flesh is out of whack. He's looking at her crotch, but he's supposed to be praying for her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you prayed up?
Mm.
Mm. This is what the process do. It sheds off all of that carnality. It sheds off all of that. But you got to be willing to go through. Are you prayed up? Prayer produces birth, people of God.
Amen.
Amen.
It produces birth. It produces new beginnings. Fasting gives that birth a supernatural explosion.
Amen.
Yeah.
Really want you to understand that. Prayer produces birth, but fasting gives it a supernatural explosion. Are you prayed up? Are you fasted up? Why are you being birthed out for the kingdom of God? God wants to birth out many gifts in each and every one of us. He wants to birth out the gift of prophecy. Glory to God. He wants to birth out the gifts of discernment of spirits or take it to a higher dimension. There are measures in discernment. There's levels in discernment. Not everybody got the same amount of discernment. You can grow in discernment. God wants to birth out those gifts in you.
That's right.
The gift of tongue and tongue interpretation. A lot of churches don't even talk about this stuff today.
Yes.
But that is a profitable gift given by God to the house of God.
Yes, that's right.
When somebody speaks in tongues and there's an interpreter right there to interpret it, and if the interpreter is not there, then that person right who spoke in the tongue would interpret it themselves. These are kingdom gifts. Kingdom gifts for the body of Christ. But he don't want to give his gifts just to anybody. Now, the Bible says that the gifts and callings are without repentance. So when he give it to you, when it's birthed out of you, you already got it. No matter what you do, no matter how many times you sin. That's why I always say you can go to hell with the gift, but you can't go to hell with the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
So, but before he gives you that gift, he tries you. I had to pray. I had to be tested. I had to pray for hours upon hours. I'm not saying everybody got to do that because that's my walk with God. But I prayed for hours and hours. I fasted many, 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 many days. I went through many, 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 many trials. So did Dr. April, my wife, before God gave us certain gifts.
Amen.
But he said, in order for me to give you those gifts, I got to try and prove you. I got to test you first. So I want to ask you this. If the Holy Ghost tests us and tries us and proves us before he gives us things, why is it that in the church, the pastor can sit and watch and see if you could be proven before he elevates you?
Amen. That's right.
Some people get angry. I want to do this. I want to do this now. But you haven't been tried and proven. You haven't went through a process.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Our example is Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Jesus went through a process. Each and every one of us got to go through a process.
Amen.
He wants to birth out things in you, people of God. He wants to birth out things in you. Glory to God. I'm about to close out. I really want to challenge you on the night to understand that God wants to give you a new birth, a new beginning. Each and every one of you all have a dream, have a passion, something that you're on fire and you want to do for the kingdom of God. And he wants to birth that out of you. But I want to challenge you to carry your cross, to go through that process. Don't despise the process. Don't despise the process.
Amen.
Because the process births out greatness. If you get a word from God and it seems like it's bad news, don't look at it like it's bad news. Say, Lord, I embrace it because it's taking me to a greater height in you.
Amen.
Taking me to a greater level in you.
Amen.
He wants to birth out greatness in you. There are some people that I got to call a prophet, and he wants to birth out that in you.
Amen.
There are some people that got the call to be a pastor on this line. He wants to birth it out in you.
Mm.
And the only way he can birth it out of you is if you go through the birthing process.
Amen there.
I want you to understand this, and I want you to repeat after me. Say, there are no overnight wonders.
Overnight wonders.
In God.
Amen.
Glory to God. That basically means that whatever you want, you got to pursue it. You got to go through some things in order to achieve it, whether it's on a natural side, but especially if it's on a spiritual side. God is a God of miracles, as I said earlier. We are considered a miracle ministry. I give God the glory for that. But even with that being said, you still going to have to go through some things. Live long enough, you're going to have to go through some things. Live long enough, you're going to have to go through some hospital visits and pray for somebody, or somebody might have to come and pray for you. Live long enough.
Amen.
It's a process that's birthing out greatness. Don't despise the process. Glory to God. I love you, people of God. I pray that you got some. I had some questions. A lot of people that don't know about our life empowerment class, sometimes we interactive and we have questions, glory to God. But if the Spirit takes us another way, we just close it and move forward. So glory to God. The Lord wants me to move forward. I just want to say I love you. I hope that you got some. I hope that it stirred up in you not to despise the birth process, the process that you're going through in life. I hope it challenged you to press harder and to pursue whatever it is you want in God or want in life. I really hope this inspired you and encouraged you that not to know that a trial doesn't last forever.
That's right.
Sunshine
Amen.
Is peeping for many of us. The clouds are opening up for many of us. The Lord is showing me that right now.
Amen.
Many of us are moving into a new season. Many of us are moving into a new era. Many of us are about to walk on like we're walking on clouds. Many of us are about to be high in the spirit and high in the natural.
Hallelujah.
Many of us. God is about to bless many of us. It is your season for many of us. Many of us, you done been through the hell. You done been through the warfare. Now God is saying, you earned your stripes. Now I am about to reward you, son and daughter.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because you stood the test of time. I love that quote. Jesus said, I'm praying that your faith fail you not, Peter. I say that for a lot of people. I pray in my prayer time that their faith fail them not. No matter what they're going through, Lord, keep them strong. Let them know, Lord, that this is not for their death, but this is for their life. This is not to their end. This is not to their end, but this is to their new beginning.
Hallelujah.
Lord, let their faith fail them not. Glory to God. It's a new beginning. Many of you all are birthing out newness in God. Be encouraged in the Lord. I love you very much. God bless you. I speak the blessings of the Most High upon your lives. Glory to God. The Lord said money miracles are taking place as well. You guys, when you get up in the morning, many of you all check your account. This is a time of grace. This is a new beginning for many of you all. Y'all about to look at y'all account and you're going to have some extra zeros.
Yes.
That's a new birth. A new birth in your checking account that God is doing.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
To Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you that the word went forth. I thank you, Lord God, for penetrating our hearts. I thank you, Father, for letting us know that the birthing process is not to be despised, but it is to be embraced. I thank you, Lord God, for maturing us not just on the sincere milk, but on the meat of your word. Father, I pray, Lord God, that as you continue to cultivate us and shape us as we go through our birth process, I pray, Lord, that you will continue to do miraculous things in our life and continue to carry us, Lord, even like the footprints on the sand, Lord, in the calendar, Lord. Lord, continue to carry us as we go along. I decree and declare so right now in the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Many of you all, I love you guys. Yes. Many of you are about to get, you're about to get double in your bank accounts. And also somebody online, you had a neck pain that was shooting all the way down your back. God has healed you tonight. I give him glory for that.
Yes.
Somebody else, you're dealing with some foot.
Yes.
You're dealing with something with your feet. God has healed your feet on tonight. I give him glory for that.
Jesus.
Somebody
please.
Else. Lord God, the enemy wanted to take you out and give you a brain aneurysm. The Lord has blocked it. I see the blood. I feel like blood patches around your brain. But God said, I have healed you. Give him glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody else, your son smoked marijuana. God is going to deliver them from that. I give him glory for that. Also, somebody
Hallelujah.
Else, glory to God, that is addicted to smoking. God is going to bless you and God's going to deliver you from that. I give him glory for that.
Yeah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Very much. I turn it over into the hands of Dr. April. Say amen as she comes
amen.
Forth.
Amen. Have a blessed
amen.
Night.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you heard every word that the apostle spoke and
Amen.
That you do take up the challenge. You do take the challenge that the Lord is laying before you, which is to go through the process. The only thing you have to do is just endure. The only thing you have to do is just maintain. No matter what the circumstance, situation, no matter the weather condition, you maintain. You stay faithful to the Lord in prayer and worship. Be consistent. That's what God looks for. He looks at consistency because so many times we start off well and we start off with good momentum and with good energy, and then somewhere along the line we lose our zeal. Somewhere along the line we end up somehow getting comfortable, getting complacent. That zeal that woke you up at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, seeking the Lord on your knees has now been pushed back to 6, then 7, and then now you barely have time because you're running out of the door. What kept you up late at night saying, Lord, I just want to read 10 chapters tonight, now has gone to 2 chapters, now 1 scripture a week. Now God is saying, where's that zeal? Where's that love that you had? See, that's emotionalism. God isn't looking for emotionalism. He's looking for real, true-hearted commitment and a consistent effort. He's looking for your best effort being put forth when you're dealing with him. And people of God, take up this challenge with God, and I guarantee he will reward you in so many different ways. I'm not talking about with money and all of that. That will come too, but it's a deeper enrichment. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, and that means that if you seek him diligently, he will reward you with so many mercies and so many different, peace and joy and just so much of his peace, his love, his long-suffering, so much favor. His doors of opportunity will open unto you because that's what he does best. He loves to spoil his children. He loves to show forth his best hand to those that are really, really sold out to him. But you got to put him first. So that's all that we're trying to say. Put him first. Keep him first. Be consistent.
Amen.
If you keep him first, he'll put you first.
Thank
and
you.
There's levels in all things. There's levels in all things. Like he said, levels in all favor and anointing and discernment and wisdom. So you don't have to feel like, well, I got wisdom, but God, I feel that he has increased in me, and then you go back to now being complacent. Always be pursuing him, because just like he blessed you with one level of favor, he can bless you with another, or one level of wisdom, he can increase in you even the more. So I'm excited. That's the way I look at it. Lord, okay, you've already done this for me. Well, Lord, I know there's more. I know there's a greater peace that I can tap into. I know I feel good now with your joy, but I know it's even a greater dimension of joy that you can impart in me. And that's the way that he loves to play it. But people of God, he's asking that you lay aside all weight and sin that so easily beset you. He's asking for a clean heart. He's asking for a sincere try, a sincere and earnest attempt and effort. You can't have both worlds. You got to choose him and his righteousness. There's some people on the line that are still drinking, that are still tipping up the bottle. Some of you all might say, I'm a social drinker. I only drink on certain days, and you think you have the discipline. Don't fool yourself. It's killing your body. Don't fool yourself thinking that you have that under control. But God is saying, put down the drink, put down the alcohol, put down that beer. I see beer. Someone's drinking beer. Put down the beer. It's killing your liver. You need to let it go. God wants to deliver you, because what happens is it acts as a substance abuse, and that's the first thing you turn to when times get hard. You start thinking about how you need to drink, how you need to take a sip of this. But God is saying, I want you to take a sip of my love. I want you to turn to me and think about how you're thirsty for me, because he that thirsteth after righteousness shall be filled. Alcohol can only do so much. Yeah. Beer can only do so much. He's saying, put that down and come unto me. All those that are heavy burden, he will give you rest, people of God. So understand this. He loves you, God loves you, and we love you. This is why we come on the line, because we love you, because we've been through enough to know that we got to love. We got to exert ourselves, because there's a world out there that needs to hear how God loves him and how he works. So many people are failing in the process because they don't understand that that is essentially how he works. God works through processes. So now that you have this knowledge, you are without excuse. You are now accountable. No blood is on our hands. You are accountable. So if you don't make it, if you give in, you can't blame nobody saying, I didn't know. You've been told. Now that you are knowledgeable, you can now go and talk to that coworker that he's going to place in your pathway, or that family member, or that stranger in the grocery store or gas station. And you are equipped with the knowledge that they need. You are equipped with the hope and the revelation that they need so that they can go through the process the right way. So in Jesus' name, apostles already prayed. We're going to bid you a good evening, and I want you to enjoy the rest of your evening, and may you have a blessed day on tomorrow. But understand that when we hang up this line, you may be out of our presence. You may not be in front of your other sisters and brothers in the Lord, but you are never out of his presence. He's watching you. The Bible says his eyes are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. He is always there watching your decision, listening to your heart. He knows what you're lusting after. He knows what you're stubborn and prideful on. He knows what you are denying in your spirit. And I want you to know that if you keep that in remembrance, that God is always with you and that he's always looking that is always watching and challenging and discerning what's in your heart and your mind and what you speak, you will make better choices. Because if you love him like I love him, you don't want to disappoint him. You don't want to displease him.
Yeah.
So you want to always put forth your best effort in what you talk about, who you talk about, and how you act and what you do. Are you giving up the best fruit? Are you giving up the best of what you have to bless others? God is looking, and he's looking at everything, and he's judging it. And I'm telling you, he's a faithful rewarder. He knows how to reward righteously. And if you think that you can fool us, human minds, human perception, you may can do that, but you cannot fool our Heavenly Father. So you get just what you deserve. You reap what you sow. So why don't you sow with your best fruit, your best heart, your best effort, and God will be sure to return it unto you. So we love you very much. Have a blessed evening. So people of God, if this word has blessed you, know that you can also sow into this ministry. This could be your act of faith. This could be your way of saying, Lord, I'm going to take you up on that challenge, and I'm going to start from this day forward putting forth a real effort. I'm no longer allowing excuses and all of these reasons to stop my progression and my pursuit of you. I'm going to go through the process. I'm not going to go kicking and complaining. I'm not going to go through this process biting my tongue and wishing that, you know, I wish it would be over. Sometimes we can miss the whole process by every day wishing that it was over. Sometimes we got to learn how to be quiet and say, Lord, even in the midst of the storm, what are you wanting to teach me? I'm not going to be so quick to rebuke the storm and just try and rush through it. But, Lord, what do you want me to learn? What are you teaching me? And God is saying, if you want to make that first step, why don't you sow into this world as an act of faith? Support this ministry. This is fertile ground. Hallelujah.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.